Anastasia brought her son to this hospital in the city of Zaporizhia 2 weeks ago. 5-year-old Volodymyr was suffering internal bleeding and in a critical condition. He is recovering well, but there has been heavy shelling in the town where they live, and they can't get back because of the Russian army advance.
Of course I'm worried. I have 3 other children at home. There has been shelling and they're hiding in the basement.
Newborn babies in incubators line the corridor. Doctors have moved them here to shield them if there's Russian army shelling.
This area is protected from shrapnel if there is a blast. So we put the babies here. It is deep inside the building between 2 walls.
Vyacheslav leads us into the basement. Hospital staff are preparing beds. The room feels cold and damp. They fear for children who cannot be moved from the intensive care unit if the shelling starts.
They all have terminal diseases. They're incurable. So we have to leave them here in case of air alert. Because they are dependent on oxygen, they are dependent on resuscitation equipment, and we cannot transport everything necessary for them there.
Outside, volunteers are filling sandbags to strengthen doorways and protect the windows if shells explode nearby. We leave the hospital, navigating walls of tank traps being set up across the city to stop a Russian advance. We head towards Anastasia's town. The road is empty. The Ukrainian military tells us the greatest threat is airstrikes from Russian military drones.
In the last 10 minutes or so, we've heard what sounds like a heavy barrage of Grad rockets being fired in an area behind me. That's towards the city of Vasilivka, which we understand is being fought over by Ukrainians and Russian forces. Also, in the last few minutes, we've spoken to a couple of people that tried to deliver aid into the town. They said they were turned back by the army because of the shelling. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, near Vasilivka, Eastern Ukraine.